surpassed. And I should be in perfect truth. It is seldom met with, even in 100,000 married couples. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to be the Buddha's truth, one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Shri Dharma, Shri Sangha. Sometimes Rumi Master said, the first thing we need to do in religion, the first step in religion, is to climb down out of God's seat. Here's another way of saying the same thing. Before we can really know, and before we are really worthy to know, there's nothing in us that is not of the eternal. First, we have to know that we are not the eternal. I am not God. There is nothing in me that is not of God. Of course, this isn't a way of looking at things that was invented by Reverend Baxter or by myself. We have a very, very clear expression in Great Master Tozan's poem from the 9th century A.D., which contains the line, I am not him, he is all of me. And of course, he reiterated that when he put it in his expanded enlightenment poem. I think the result of many years of his experience as a teacher at that point, that we recite at morning service, the most excellent mirror samadhi, and at other ceremonies as well. You are not him, he is all of you. I am not him, he is all of me. See, I am not him, you are not him, that always comes first. We are given little glimpses of the he is all of me. He is all of you. We're given little glimpses of that. But just let's just think for a moment about where we start in our training with a massive unconverted karma. Some of that karma is pretty insistent and can be very devious and cagey. Clever. So let's imagine that we were given a whole lot of experience of the he is all of you. And we were kind of kept blind to the you are not him. What is that most insistent and devious part of us going to do with that? I mean, it really comes down to I'm God. That's what it's going to make of it. Which I guess, you know, that's egomania, isn't it? So, before we can really penetrate, before we are led deeply into the he is all of you, we have to do a lot of time and keep our main focus in the you are not him. In other words, we need to really learn to defer to the eternal through the right use of meditation in daily life and through genuine preceptual practice. I mean, here the precepts are our very true friend. Precepts are pointing out certain limits, that if we defy these limits, we get in big trouble. And we, if we willfully defy them, we turn our life over to that insistent, deluded karma within us and let it run rampant. You would think that anyone who's been a teenager would know how disastrous that can be and how awful it feels. can be a spiritual rebel for a lot longer than we were a teenager. Here again, this is why bowing is so important. Bowing has two aspects. One is called the vertical, the other the horizontal. The horizontal tends to be the one we're more comfortable with and would like to have more and more of. That's where one recognizes the Buddha within both self and other, and where there's a sense of mutuality, of recognition. The vertical emphasizes getting self out of the way and bowing to that which is senior to oneself. And again, this is where we need to start. And it's what we need to keep coming back to in order to stay grounded in training. Otherwise, we float off into a delusion of what it is to recognize Buddha and self and other. Again, first, get out of God's seat. Bow to the eternal, bow to that which is senior to ourselves. Get self out of the way. Then there's room for the eternal to get a word in edgeways. Here's another way to put the whole thing. The love and wisdom of the eternal is unlimited. We are not unlimited. And in fact, the limits, the real limits that exist for us are in fact, in reality, in truth, precisely an expression, I should say expressions in their various aspects of that love and wisdom of the eternal. Those limits are constant reminders, if we're paying attention at all, that we are not God, and that we need the help of something greater than ourselves. But if at any point in our life, if at any point in our training, we simply turn the controls, turn the key to the car over to that confused and insistent past karma, then an awful lot of good work can be undone in a hurry. This is also why Great Master Dogen says there's always someone senior to yourself, both when you're a brand new trainee and when you become a Buddha. There's always someone senior to yourself. There are many ways in which we discover this, and it always turns out to be exactly the truth. There's always someone senior to us. There's always that which is senior to us. We come to see in life, in every aspect of life, something that is senior to us. That is a sign that the real conversion of that confused and insistent karma is happening. So it's a new year here. I say it's a good time, this new year, to renew our resolve to positively accept those limits that are in fact an expression of the compassion and wisdom of the eternal. And in so doing, and in training, with that point of view, with that emphasis, we will indeed be worthy of penetrating and receiving the immense consolation of the He is all of you.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.